This is an executive summary of 721 exchange reporting, tax forms you'll file, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. A 721 exchange creates tax reporting obligations at several stages, and the forms differ from those for a simple property sale or even a 1031 exchange. At the contribution, the exchange is generally tax deferred, so there's no immediate gain to report, though the transaction is documented. Annually, as an OP unit holder, you receive a Schedule K-1 reporting your share of the partnership's income, which you report on your return. When you convert units to shares, or sell, you report the recognized gain. And if you reach the 721 via the 1031 then 721 path, the 1031 step was reported on Form 8824. Understanding the tax forms helps you, and your CPA, handle the reporting correctly. This guide explains the 721 exchange tax forms, with the caveat that your CPA handles your specific reporting. A 721 exchange involves reporting at several stages, each with its own forms. At the contribution, when you exchange your property for OP units, the transaction is generally tax deferred under Section 721, so there's no immediate gain to report, but the contribution is documented and your basis is established. Annually, while you hold the units, you report your share of the partnership's income, via the Schedule K-1 you receive. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.